This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced that in addition to new restrictions on electronic cigarettes, it'll push to ban regular cigarettes with menthol, which are smoked disproportionately by African Americans. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Dave Chappelle had a sketch on his show called I Know Black People, and one of the questions was,
why do black people love menthol so much?
Because they were marketed to them. After World War II, cigarette companies were trying to figure out how to sell to a still segregated but new black middle class. They found 5% of blacks used menthol versus 3% of whites. So, says Philip Gardner, who studies tobacco use,
they said, well, we could use that little difference. They had different smokes for different folks.
That continued through the 60s and 70s. Cool in Newport advertised in Essence and Ebony, Cool sponsored black music festivals, and menthol cigarettes were cheaper in black communities. By the 90s, even Biggie Smalls was rapping about them.
Smoking mad Newports 'cause I'm doing court.
Today, nearly 9 out of 10 black smokers prefer menthol cigarettes. Andrea Vellante is a psychiatrist with the University of Vermont. She says a menthol cigarette ban will affect black communities.
You know, we would expect that they would be potentially less exposed to tobacco marketing.
And with blacks disproportionately affected by smoking-related diseases, that may be a good thing. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.